All it means is that the hungry are on the move. While demand is down in the core, it's up in the city's suburbs by a whopping 45%. And overall demand for food bank services is up 12% since the recession in 2008. The data comes from the Daily Bread Food Bank's annual report, Who's Hungry? A Tale of Two Cities. Gail Nyberg, the executive director of the organization, says she was surprised by the numbers. Nyberg says there are services downtown, including infrastructure, but the further out you go from the downtown, there is less.
We're scurrying to find the infrastructure to build a food bank, but they don't have the meal programs. They don't have the shelters that we have in the downtown. To get assistance, they have to walk 3 and 4 kilometers to find a food bank or a program because they're just not like they were, and that's very difficult, and that we're finding that people are going hungry.
The report also suggests that Toronto's condominium boom and skyrocketing rents are pushing people out of the core and into the suburbs, where transit and social services are more sparse. It also says people are using the food banks for almost twice as long as they did 7 years ago, suggesting people are having a more difficult time climbing out of poverty. The report was based on interviews with 1,000 people who used food banks last year. Nyberg says it's a symbol of poverty, and she can't understand why that hasn't become an issue in the Canadian election campaign. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.